camera then. I didn't have an iPhone. I was had one of those stupid cameras, and I lost my camera. I remember you were asking for some photos, and it really bugged me because I had some pictures I wanted, like with Vinny Pazienza and stuff. And those days, I didn't have like the cameras they have now on iPhones, and lost that camera. And I had one of those disposable cameras, and I guess we were on the road, and boop, disappeared.
Frank Stallone with us, and I guess you remembered. There was a great picture with you and me and Vinny Paz, and
I
got lost.
I know. I wish I would have had an iPhone back then, but you know, we were on the road for like 8 weeks, and it was one of those disposable. If I remember, I think it was one of those cardboard cameras, and I felt like an idiot. Lost everything.
That's funny because I remember we were. That's amazing that you actually thought about that. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was. It was 2004.
Yeah, so you have a good memory. You knew I would remember 8 years later, I'd say to you, hey, Frank, where's that photo, huh?
That's right. Hey, about that photo, kid, yeah.
So you actually have, we're talking with Frank Stallone, who we've had on the show before, and a really interesting and cool guy. He is, of course, an American actor and singer and guitarist, and actually a Golden Globe and Grammy Award-nominated songwriter. And you might remember the song that he was nominated for. I'm going to ask you all that, right? Don't answer that now. I'm asking my fans out there, think about the song that we're talking about. And if you said Far From Over from Staying Alive, then you would be correct, the 1983 film. In the brand new film, The Expendables 2, you have written a song called Don't Want to Fight With Me, which I really liked, a real rocker.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, it's kind of old school.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's almost kind of in the Paul Butterfield blues band Canned Heat type genre. And but that's what he wanted. He wanted something that was reflective of the movie, you know, because everyone in the movie is kind of old. So they wanted something that was like that kind of related more to the characters in the movie. So it was actually tailor-made for the movie. And it's nice to have something in a movie that is like a number one movie at this point. So it's really nice to have that, and I appreciate it being in there. So because of the social media, I'm able to, release it myself. I have it on, you can go to I have a brand new website called frankstallone.com, and you can get it through there. You can go to iTunes or cdbaby.com. So, and that's the only place you can get it because we released it. They didn't put it on the soundtrack, even though it's the only new original song in the movie, but that's good for me, you know.
And if the folks have seen the movie, they know the jukebox scene, and and it's a really a cool movie, actually. I like The Expendables, the first one, as well.
Yeah,
they're kind of fun.
It really is a good movie. I think everyone looks great. I think my brother looks great. I think this scene when he fights Van Damme in the end is one of the great scenes. And it's just, you know, it's a movie that you go out, it's fun, it's action, it's, it really put the A back in action, you know, so it's awesome. I really enjoyed the movie.
I'm just always amazed that they were able to assemble that kind of cast and get everybody together in one place.
Well, you know what, it's like everything, things go in cycles, and, people want to work. You know, a lot of these guys are up there, and I think Chuck is probably the oldest one of the group. And they just want to get out there and work and, you know, and keep busy. It's not like they all need the money, but everyone wants to stay relative, you know, to the business. And I think that goes to my brother's thinking. And it's amazing to that he's created three iconic people as far as like Rocky, Rambo, and now the Expendables. You know, it's pretty amazing. So, I'm a real big fan. I guess, you know, Mark, you've been in the business long enough, you've interviewed enough people, that the record business as we knew it is basically dead. So it's now up to young kids that are out there and can make a hit record themselves, you know, and just market it themselves, which is terrific.
Well, the internet and Facebook and social media has changed everything.
Yeah, it has changed everything. I think for the better in a way. I think, you know, I mean, not that I was against the record business. I mean, I thought it was terrific. I mean, that's where everything happened for me. But I think it's nice that you can make it happen for yourself.
Yeah. Now, are you always writing songs, or are you just specifically writing them when someone says to you, hey, I need one for this movie, or I need them for this?
You know, Mark, it's really funny. I went to Nashville about a year ago, when I'm in the environment of it, then I can just keep writing. But no, I don't get up every day and write. But, you know, sometimes it just hits me, and or a thing that's just been on my mind for a while, and complete it. But I would say I'm more productive if I have a mission. In other words, if it's a movie. Like, there was no way I wasn't going to put my best foot forward to do this movie because I knew it was going to be a big movie. The only thing that's been happening with the movie is that that crazy person in Colorado really kept people away from the movies. You know, people are still a little shocked by that, you know, and it's kind of a shame that some crazy person can generate that much control. But again, there are other people that don't care. They're still going to go to the movies, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever make political statements at all in your music?
Well, only one song. I wrote the theme to Rambo 2, Peace in Our Life. It wasn't so much political. It was just a different take on something. I would say, no, I don't think I'm a political writer. No.
Do you get involved at all politically? Have a viewpoint?
Sometimes. I just like this. I just sometimes just cannot understand when I look around that there's homeless people here and that we've shipped all our jobs overseas and that maybe unions haven't sat back and go, well, maybe we can all work together to keep the jobs here in this country. I mean, it's just amazing when I walk around and I see women, you know, sleeping on the sidewalk. You know, I don't understand. A country is so rich and so resourceful that it seems like we've just sold out to the highest bidder, and it seems like we're owned by, you know, these other countries. That really bothers me more than anything. And that, you know, my father came over here as an immigrant and went through the proper channels, and that other people are just, it seems like they're rewarded for being here illegally. And I just don't understand why everyone doesn't chip in and help each other. It's just
yeah, I'm not sure about that either. I'm not sure when illegal became, ignore it. I always thought there was legal illegal. But
yeah, like I'm in L.A., they can have a rally with half a million illegal people in the street, and people just sit there and do nothing. And the message that I get is that the people that came from wherever countries, Latin America, wherever, and came in through the right process, it's like if you do it the wrong way, you still get the same benefits. So what's the point of doing it the right way? So that's the stuff that bothers me more than anything. I mean, more than, you know, whoever the president is, I don't even know if that matters that much anymore. But the thing is just I just don't understand why everything is just shipped overseas. I just don't understand, because we have such great resources. There are great, you know, great working people, and just that cities, you know, like just have shut down, you know, and it's kind of sad. But I don't really write political, you know. I try to, but I do have my, you know, I do have my opinions on it. I mean, I'm not like, you know, like crazed like, you know, some people out there, but I just do my little bit. So I play American guitars and American amps.
Well, I actually know the reason why all these things are happening in this world, and you guessed it. It's because of Frank Stallone.
It's because of Frank Stallone. You guessed it. Frank Stallone. Yep.
You know, folks out there that are a little bit older, like myself, who might remember the Saturday Night Live, you were a running joke on that show, and it was hilarious, and I was wondering how you thought about that. It must have actually felt pretty cool.
It was funny. I wanted to, you know, while they were doing it, I wanted to come walk on the show while I was doing it. I thought that would have been funny, and I thought that was a missed opportunity. But Norm's a good guy. He's a very talented, funny guy. But it was all done, I think it was just done in tongue-in-cheek. Things like that don't bother me. I mean, I know what I'm capable of, and so it's, you know. But the thing is, I would like to, if I could, Mark, give a plug out to, I have a fan page on Facebook called Frank Stallone Official. So if your people out there could go there and like it, you know, we could generate more people. And I have my Twitter, which is Stallone for Real, and my website, frankstallone.com. And if you'd like to get the song Don't Want to Fight With Me, you can go to either iTunes or you can go to my website, frankstallone.com. And it's just the way the way the world is now, like George Orwell, 1984, almost is so antiquated. Big Brother's watching you. I think it's a little bigger than that now.
are you still doing any boxing?
I go to the gym and do that. You know, but I got to tell you something, Mark. I have to watch my hands a little bit. You know, my effort, because of doing it for so long, sometimes, you know, I get like in my wrist. Just gets a little beat up. It's So I just kind of, you know, not as much as I used to. But I keep in shape. I keep in tip-top shape because, you know, I think it's really your obligation. If you're going to go on stage, you know, and people see a photo of you, Frank Stallone's appearing, and you come on stage and you're just an aberration of what you were. I mean, I just don't think that works. Mm. I think, you know, you've got to respect your audience and go out there and, you know, and try to be as professional as you can. And I think a lot of it's missing. I see a lot of these acts go on stage, and they're just, you know, they're foul mouth, and they're just, you know, just, eh. You know, I mean, I remember seeing the Stones, and they were considered the bad boys of rock and roll, and they're like, you know, the Partridge Family compared to these guys, you know?
Have you been touring at all? I know you used to tour with
your
band.
I'm out playing. You know, I don't get out of town as much as I used to because of the financial climate, but I do play a lot. Yeah, I get out there. I'm going to get out there more. You know, I just did a whole refurbishment of management and everything like that. So that's really working out. But I'm really enjoying the social media thing because I've been able to contact people that I haven't been in touch with for years. So I'm really, really liking that. You know, it's quite a bit of fun.
Now, I actually got an email here from somebody, and I'm not sure if it's accurate, but I'll ask. Did you once play Elvis Presley in a production?
Yes, I did. It was called George something George, and Frank Gorshin played George Burns, and I played Elvis Presley, and we had these other incredible personators play, like Jack Benny. I forget what the movie was. I did it in the 90s, and it was quite a bit of fun, I got to tell you. Yeah, I did.
I think this guy said that it was called Angels with Angles or something?
That's right. Yeah, the title was changed, Angels with Angles. It wasn't that name. Sometimes they change the name of films. That's right, Angels with Angles.
Yeah. Guys, we have to move on if you don't mind rapping.
Okay. Well, Frank, is always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next time you're around.
Thank you very much, Mark.
All right. Take care.